It may not look like it or sound like it, but Leonard Williams is hard at work. In the silence, the big cat is realizing his mission, and his mission is to dominate.
He's relentless.
I think he's going to be a pro bowler for a long time.
He's a complete football player.
When you come into the league, your third year is your big jump.
I want to be known for having tenacity, being relentless. I want to leave my print on this game.
To the quarterback, Leonard Williams.
The greatest trait in life is knowing that you love playing the game of football and you love getting after people. And more importantly, when you're doing that, you're celebrating the game of football, that's the best part.
Spencer Ware brought down short of the 15-yard line.
Anytime you can get this right here and you can get a little penetration, the only thing I would say, man, is just, you know, try to get lower, right?
Yeah, I agree. That's my main thing I've been trying to work on all OTAs, trying to use that leverage because, you know, being a tall guy, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but I tend to, like, raise up pretty often.
You can't use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
It can't happen. You always want to pass on wisdom to people who you think can be great, and I believe he could truly be great.
As time now he gets hit, he is sacked.
Smelling greatness, which a lot of people are afraid to smell. In his case, he has a chance to smell greatness.
Ronnie Lott knows a thing or two about greatness. The 10-time Pro Bowler, 8-time All-Pro, and 4-time Super Bowl champion is widely considered one of the greatest to ever play the safety position.
He's got a receiver, Anderson and Ronnie Lott got there just in the nick of time.
Through a relationship with his daughter, Haley, Williams has taken mentorship from the Hall of Famer.
What are your thoughts when you're running a stunt?
My thoughts are to win initially. So I'm initially just trying to beat that guard
got
out
it,
field.
Okay, got it.
And then, you know, if I feel him, like, pushing on my upfield shoulder, then I want to ricochet, like, off of the tackle.
Got it. He's been through a lot, and he's had a lot of experience. So I think that's one of his favorite things to do is share his knowledge and share his experience.
I think that he just sees Leo as someone that he can help out. My dad and Leo have so many, like, similar situations, getting to the NFL so young and just going through that process, and it can be tough. And I think that my dad is just happy to give any guidance that he can.
The biggest message to me is be the best that I can be.
Aided by a strong inner circle, Williams has come a long way in a short amount of time.
Leonard Williams, defensive end, USC.
His journey has been without one key figure, his father, who has been incarcerated since Williams' senior year in high school. The man who inspired Leonard's love of the game has yet to see him play professionally.
It was really devastating for me just because me and my dad had a really close relationship. He was the one that was there to take me to Pop Warner and try to get me to sign up. And I just remember sitting in the line for, like, at least an hour. And then, you know, just getting really excited. Finally, that time coming, I stepped on the scale, and I was, like, 20 to 30 pounds over the weight that they allowed. And I just remember I was crying and everything. As soon as I started crying, my dad came to me right away and was like, man, like, you're huge. Like, you're, you know, God made you this big for a reason. Your size is going to pay off. It'll mean a lot to me to see him in the crowd with my family and, you know, with my jersey on and be able to hug him after the game. It'll mean a lot.
Leonard's size has paid off, and then some. At the conclusion of his sophomore season, Williams was invited to his first Pro Bowl in Orlando. Turning the page to year 3, Leonard's early success comes with a new responsibility: leadership.
I want to be a great leader. I got drafted at 20 years old, and coming in as a rookie, I was kind of scared to step up. I was like, you know, felt like I should have watched first.
No, it's maturity. He was a little shy about speaking before. We had a lot of veterans on the team, but now he speaks and he doesn't worry about the repercussions.
Hey, start with us up front, Mo. So if we don't like the energy, it's because of us.
I think when you think about trying to take steps to be a leader, they are steps. No, not everybody can master being a leader at 22, 23 years old. Being a leader is getting people to follow. And the only way you can get people to follow is you got to go out there and do your job. So I think he understands that.
You know, before we can lead others, we have to know who we are, and we have to know how to be our best selves. It would be hard for me to go out and tell other people how to be great if I don't know how to be great myself.
Great leaders are well-rounded. Leonard Williams knows that. In preparation for the 2017 season, Williams relocated to the West Coast to prepare himself for his new role. His focus, unlocking his mental and physical potential.
Noticing any areas of tension in the body as you inhale, feel the navel expand.
The mental part of the game at this point is the biggest part of my game. Haley actually introduced me to yoga and meditation.
We focus on our breath a lot, and in any meditation, you want to work on being the observer to your thoughts.
Before yoga, sometimes I'll have all these racing thoughts in my head, and yoga and meditation really helps you just to be in the present moment and be where you're at today.
He does have that introverted side when, you know, you have to be in the public eye all the time and people, you know, just kind of on all the time. That's what I think meditation can be for him too, is like this moment of just being with himself.
Having that mindful capacity before the day starts, setting intention, you know, and my intention is being the best that I can be.
Leonard's best will require both mental and physical fortitude. Using meditation to strengthen his mind, Williams uses MMA training to strengthen his body.
Quite interesting to me, since I've been with Leonard now for a couple of years, is that I think a lot of people have literally seen 10% of what he's capable of doing.
Curtis Martin told me that if he can go back and change one thing in his career, it would be that he would do more MMA boxing style stuff while he was playing.
What we do here together is really try to figure out where the deficiencies are, where the weight distribution is, where the lack of mobility is, where the flexibility issues lack, and bring in a lot of consciousness primarily on those deficiencies.
When we're on the field, we're playing with our bodies. We're not playing with weights. It's really maximizing our ability to use our bodies.
And everything goes until you can't go anymore. And then that's when I feel these guys start to wake up.
So endurance building and mental building, that in fourth quarter situations, when we are both tired, I know that I'm gonna keep going and when that guy may stop.
If he wants to impose and expose the culture he believes is within the organization and his career, then he needs to be at the best maximum him. And him being the best maximum him really is him allowing the truth to expose who he is and what he's capable of doing. And I think the mental component, the mental strength is just coming. He is starting to become very, very comfortable with himself.
Steve Smith, Andrew Siciliano, and the big cat, Leonard Williams.
What did you look forward to coming in these buildings and with off-season conditioning, OTAs, mandatory mini camps, and now into training camp?
What I've been looking forward to is just, you know, bringing the best out of everybody.
He needs to be a leader. The team follows him, and every time he speaks, everyone listens.
Hey, defense, too many yards, man. No takeaways. Let's go.
I think that Leonard has a chance of setting a new standard. You know, he should want to be better than any defensive tackle in the league.
Sky's the limit for him. He doesn't have a ceiling. He can be as good as he wants.
D-line on three. One, two, three.
D-line.
Something I've taken from Ronnie is just go.
He should not want anything other than being the best. And what I mean by being the best ever.
You know, I want to be a Hall of Famer. I have those intentions, and I want the game to remember me.
He knows that there is an expectation that he has to play up to every day for the rest of his career.
The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender.